Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
But you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
I want to talk about Conor McGregor. And this video has gone viral. And it's Conor McGregor at a bar. And he's in Dublin. And
good day, mate.
He's pouring drinks. He's at the Marble Arch Bar. This is in the afternoon of April 6th.
Good day, hey.
And as he's pouring these drinks, you can see somebody to his right is upset with him or talking to him. You can't really see what's going on. You can't hear it. But it's just a stationary security camera at a bar. McGregor is pouring shots or something. He's got the whole bottle in his hand, and he's bartending from the other side for him and his buddies he's with. Well, I don't know if he splashed whiskey on this guy or spilled whiskey, or if the guy's like, bug off, mate. I don't know what could have been. I really don't know what's happening because we can't hear it. But all of a sudden, this old man, because he's got super white hair, he's so old.
And he's hunched over with minimal energy.
Yeah, he is at the bar.
Is he having low T problems?
With low T problems, like the lowest amount of T. And he's not even facing McGregor, and McGregor punches him in the side of the head. Now, McGregor is then immediately rushed off by an entourage of people who are prepared for him to go off like this at any point, because they had an action plan. It's like, oh my God, it happened again. Let's go. And they get out of there. But I thought Roy made a great point, because this is an old man who was stationary. It wasn't even facing him, and it was a sucker punch, and McGregor didn't even land the punch like anywhere near the guy's face or anything. It just punched him in the hair.
The guy didn't even drop.
It punched the guy in his gray hair. No, the guy did not drop at all.
He stumbled to his right a little bit.
Yeah. And then they got McGregor out of there. So this has gone viral. It's created a lot of people talking about it, but what a horrible human being. He can't even control his angst and anger to where even it's going to cost him. It's going to be very problematic for him. He is forced to punch an old man in his gray hair.
So, okay, what are the things that I'm assuming they're both Irishmen or whatever. What are the two things? What's the thing that a guy, and I'm guessing this guy is in his 70s. Maybe he's late 60s.
Okay.
So, and his shoulder is facing McGregor. So there's no, he's not making any kind of an aggressive action towards him.
69.
Hold on, Jared. He's not making an aggressive action towards him. So whatever caused McGregor to punch him had to have been something that he said, or just McGregor's lost his mind. So let's give McGregor the benefit of the doubt and say that that guy said something out of the side of his mouth that offended him to his core. What would justify? What's the kind of thing that you could say? And I'm assuming this isn't racial, because I'm assuming these guys are both from the same country and they're clearly of the same race. What is it that you could say out of the side of your mouth that would cause a guy that's probably 30 years younger than you and that fought professionally to punch you in the head?
I mean, you know what it is?
Do you know?
Yeah.
What is it?
He was trying to buy shots for everyone, and the guy said, no, I don't want one.
You're kidding.
I mean, dude, it's it's Ireland.
Oh, yeah.
If you're not going to drink, aye, matey.
Yeah,
are they pirates? Great. I don't know.
That's the report. Yeah, I mean, it's not confirmed, but that's the report.
You're reporting that?
Well, I'm not reporting it. TMZ's reporting that. But
TMZ's reporting that he punched the guy for turning down the guy.
Was about to buy 12 shots. He was buying everyone around. And the guy goes, nah, I'm good.
Man, I tell you what, if that's the case, then I'm going to get punched at every remote we do. I feel like I turn down shots every time we go to any bar or restaurant.
There are a lot of people offering to buy drinks, and you know what I say? I appreciate those guys.
They're great guys.
And girls.
Yeah, I can't drink right now.
And some, you know, boats.
Can't drink at 4 o'clock. Thank you, though. You're a very nice person. I appreciate it.
No problem.
I think it's very interesting, though. If you do feel like, hey, Conor McGregor's here and he's angry, I might just go ahead and throw down the Jameson just to like
not get
like,
hit.
Okay, I can tell, and he's well known to be off kilter.
This is great news for that guy because that old man is going to get a lot of money for this.
Yeah,
there will be a huge cash settlement, and it's just incredibly stupid of a dumb meathead.
Yeah.
He's been punch drunk for years.
I don't think he's particularly likable.
I've got meat on hold.
Bad news for a guy who's just gotten one piece of bad news after another.
KT? KT, listen.
We're going to keep that off the air.
They got my blood work in, Ben. It is not
good.
Stop
critiquing me, you virgins.
There's all kinds of stuff swimming around in his blood. 29-year-old Boogie Cousins was working out in Las Vegas on Monday, and he had to leave the court after bumping knees with another player.
My knee!
Early speculation from people like Shams and Woj is that it is a torn ACL. After he already had a knee injury this past year, the year before he had an Achilles injury. So he has now had 3 major lower extremity injuries in the last, God, what is that now, 16 months, 3 injuries, and the first of which happened in a contract year.
Oh, no.
So he has signed back-to-back small one-year deals. And the last deal he signed in order to get a championship was thwarted by Kawhi Leonard and Kevin Durant's injury. So, dude, the last 16 months for Boogie has been one disaster after another.
It sucks. He's a fun player to watch. You know, you don't see bigs that are that talented and can do that many things that often that are that freaking big. He's a force. But he's also a bit of a crazy character, right? He's always going to be an enigma or just a loose cannon or a wild card factor.
Right.
I wanted him to be a maverick at different points.
Me too.
But I wanted him to come here after, okay, there's no other options. Okay, yeah, I can handle Boogie. Maybe it'll work with him here. You know, maybe
he's not. Talk about the Mavs, fourth center. Yeah.
Maybe he's not crazy. But I wouldn't wish this on anybody. This sucks.
No, it sucks. And you know, the thing, I was still interested in Boogie all the way up until the point that they got the Porzingis deal done. When they traded for Porzingis, then all my interest for Boogie left because I was like, well, I wouldn't play Boogie at this stage of his career next to Porzingis. That'd kind of be a disaster. But so, Ben, that's the kind of thing that can happen in pickup basketball. You can tear an ACL. What are some of the other things that may happen during pickup basketball?
All right, give me some music here, Shippy. I wanted to tell you guys a story. This happened yesterday morning. As you guys know, I play a lot of pickup basketball. Not at a high level, but it's something I love to do. Shot fired at myself. I created this thing called Hoop Club. It's full court basketball. We play in the mornings, but since I had I tore ligaments in my ankle and then I had surgery on my knee, I just haven't been back to my full court game in a long time. And so I've picked up a bunch of half court games.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the half court games that I play in happened yesterday morning. And I'm playing in this game, and it's fun. I mean, like, half-court basketball with the right people can still be awesome and can still be a good workout.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I play in a game in Prosper with a bunch of the coaches out there that are good friends, and playing with coaches and current high school players, they all cut. I mean, there's movement the whole time. There's screens. It's a great workout.
Mm-hmm.
So anyways, I'm playing half-court basketball.
Screens.
They were short. At the last minute, they added a guy that I didn't know. Most of the time in all the games I play, I know everyone who's playing, and I've known them. We've played together for years. Every once in a while, there's a new guy that shows up. Yesterday, this guy's playing in our game, and he's a former college linebacker, former high school coach, still in really good shape. I want to say he's about 40.
Okay.
And kind of a meathead. I mean, I'm saying kind of just to be nice.
Sure.
He's a meathead. sir.
And
you could tell he was a good athlete, and he hadn't played a lot of basketball, mm-hmm. because you'd go set a screen for him and he would not ever look at it and just keep looking the other way. And you're like, hey, no, go ahead. And he's like, what? And so, like, he didn't really understand what was happening on the basketball court, but a great athlete.
So all he right? thought the screener was just crowding his space?
He just didn't know.
Okay.
But he seemed to be a nice guy and was working hard. He wasn't really a basketball player.
So he was fine. A sweaty tryhard.
It was fine.
We're working so hard.
So later, when we're about to wrap up, I like to get the ball in the low post with my back to the basket sometimes. Mm-hmm. And so I was calling for the ball on the low post, and somebody was about to make an entry pass. And when they threw it to me, he goes, yes. He goes, do your thing, Oliver Miller. Now, keep in mind, I always refer to myself as the white Oliver Miller. When people are like, oh, you play basketball? I'm like, yeah, I'm the white Oliver Miller. Oliver Miller was like the fattest basketball player of all time.
He's actually from this area, went to Fort Worth Southwest, and he played on some really good Suns teams with Barkley. The Suns teams that went to the NBA Finals, for example. He is a very, very large man.
He was huge. And so, like, me at my fattest, you know, that's my style of basketball. Let me just stand around. Hey, look, I can still hold a basketball. But now,
I want to ask a quick question. KT and Shippy, had you guys heard of Oliver Miller?
Absolutely.
Had you, Shippy?
No. I was more familiar with his days with the Raptors.
Okay.
When my time.
No. I'm trying to get a feel for how old this guy might be.
Yeah. 40s, I think he's
probably
in his 40s.
40s probably
42,
right. 42,
yeah. Something like that.
Maybe. I'm more familiar with Jared Dudley.
Okay.
And so what was funny is like, I'm like, if I tell you, hey man, I'm the white Oliver Miller. Now that's self-deprecating. I'm taking a shot at myself. Mm-hmm. I'm like, okay. And if you guys, my friends, were like explaining my game to someone, you're like, dude, he's like the white Oliver Miller. I'm like, that's cool. My friends are joking around with me.
I've been calling you the white Michael Jordan.
I didn't know this guy. I didn't know him.
And so
he took a shot at me in the middle of the game while he's my teammate. And I'm like, now, the other thing you got to factor in is that I've lost 45 pounds with soda.
Right.
So, like, for me, even though I'm the fattest guy, and if you guys know, I'm, like, super lean and mean in my brain. Mm-hmm. And so I wasn't really thinking of myself being the white Oliver Miller at that moment. Kind of hurt my feelings a little bit. I'm like, you know what? It's an interesting tactic. How well do you have to know somebody before you start zinging insults at them?
Okay, so there's a couple things at play here. Number one, I wonder if he know who you were? Like, did he know you work in sports?
I don't think so.
Okay, there's a greater than zero chance. Oliver Miller's been out of sight, out of mind for 15 years.
Yeah.
There's a greater than zero chance that he thought you may not know what the reference is. The other thing is that when someone is calling for the ball on the block, they're saying, I got this, punk. So he probably, as a coach, was already... I don't think you intended that.
I like to pass out of the post. I just like to get the ball. And
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. But there's a lot of people that are like, if someone's calling for the ball, oh, you want to go at me? So a coach is going to be competitive and going to be already in a bow-up state of mind.
Right.
So I think it's very possible that if he didn't know that you worked in sports, that he thought that was just an expression for himself. All right, Oliver Miller, let's see what you got. Because I did a similar thing about 25 years ago against one of our friends who's now our friend. At the time, I didn't know him that well. And I made a reference to a mid-80s basketball player named Antoine Joubert. He was a fat point guard for Michigan. Okay? He was fat. In fact, Bobby Knight famously called him fat. But he was real good.
So you were playing basketball against a fat point guard and you called him that?
And the guy's name was Danny Bollinger.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And our buddy was overweight, and he talks more trash than anybody I've ever met in my life. We love the guy.
Right.
And he was talking mad trash. And I said, all right, go ahead, Joubert. And he knew a ton about big. I didn't know if he knew Antoine Joubert or not. He goes, oh, you're calling me fat? Like, that was his response immediately.
So that is an already adversarial situation.
Yes.
You're like, I want to zing this guy.
Yes.
It may go over his head. It might not. I wasn't adversarial. I'm a super nice guy.
Right.
I'm a very nice. I don't ever talk trash.
Right. I'm talking about his perception.
Yeah.
Like, anytime someone's calling for the ball, they're like, all right, let's go. Like, especially if it's a coach. Coaches are so freaking competitive.
They're riled up a lot.
I'm wondering. I would love for you to circle back with this dude and find out if he knew who you were and if he thought that you would get an Oliver Miller reference.
I don't think he knew who I was.
Or if you talk about him on the radio.
I was playing in a game with the guys from Dude Perfect, some of the guys from Dude Perfect, and so...
Do they know who Oliver Miller is? Those guys are all...
Yes, okay. They're super smart, savvy sports fans.
Okay.
But, because there were some chuckles, which is great, because I make fun of myself with that same joke. I've just never had a stranger do that. It seemed like an aggressive move to like... You don't even know me, and we're teammates, and you're insulting me. That was just fascinating. I was like, wow, this is really interesting. It's a great point. I am the white Oliver Miller. I'll agree to it, but I've never had a stranger say that.
But you're more of like a Luke Longley now.
Thank you, Kevin.
I misunderstood you. I thought you were posting him up.
He was my teammate.
Oh, God, I misunderstood.
He was my teammate. We had played seven. That was the seventh game we had played. It was the final game, and we'd played together and been doing well the whole time.
It wasn't playful in nature.
Yeah, it was just it was coach-like. Yeah, it was not a problem. It was just a couple chuckles and we moved on. But it stuck with me, and I was like, the psychology of it to do that to someone else is just interesting.
Yeah,
it was not a big deal.
Right,
it's totally funny. Like if you guys had done it to me, I would have died laughing. If the guys I knew in that game had done it to me, I would have cracked up.
But you don't know this guy.
I don't know this guy. And dude, for him, he's calling me fat right now. Even though I just lost 45 pounds, I'm like, dude, I really used to be Oliver Miller. So I guess
that's interesting. I misunderstood you. I thought he was covering you.
No.
Oh, wow.
Not at all. There wasn't even a matchup. He was a teammate.
Why is he criticizing post-play?
I don't know. I don't know.
And this modern-day NBA.
I mean, do you guys have a bunch of Hardens on your team that need space? What are we doing here?
No, I don't know.
You're playing half court.
It's such a fun game, but usually it's all guys we all know. It's just a stranger in the game, and there was some stranger nickname danger.
I might have a no-coach rule.
No. You don't want to know. Coaches, now not football coaches, but this is one of life's hacks. If you like pickup basketball, play with as many basketball coaches as you can because they do everything right.
Yeah.
They see the floor, they cut, they make great passes, they set great screens, they know how to play switch defense, they do everything well. Now, you disappoint them a lot. I know I do. I disappoint them all the time.
Cut, man, move. I'm like, I'm tired.
No.
I'm hedging and getting back. You chase your guy. I'm not switching because, let me head. Go through. You got it. Oh, coach, I don't remember the practice where we planned out our defensive strategy.
But is that unusual for my own teammate who I don't know?
I think so.
To insult me during a game. That was weird, right?
I think so. Especially with an old reference.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy
in a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.